Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Tropical Storm Alberto creeping ashore near Tampico, Mexico, about 200 miles east of Mexico City. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, bringing flooding to the Texas coast. Its winds knocking down power lines. The governor issuing a disaster declaration for 51 counties. About a half hour from now, the Supreme Court is expected to deliver some rulings from this session. They could include the Donald Trump immunity case, one on homeless encampments, and the question of whether domestic abusers should be allowed to access guns. Tension between Israel and the U.S. after Prime Minister Netanyahu released a video this week accusing the U.S. of withholding weapons.
Administration officials say that what Netanyahu did is beyond the pale. In response, they've canceled a high-level meeting with Israel focused on security and threats from Iran. But still, several top Israeli officials are coming to the White House today, meeting with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan for more informal meetings.
ABC's Selena Wang. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Even with high prices, Wisconsin is reporting a record number of home sales so far this fiscal year. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority reports 2,700 single-family home sales so far this fiscal year. That's more than twice as many in all of fiscal 2023. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao says making online porn is no reason for him to lose his tenured faculty post.
Yes, my wife Carmen Wilson and I created a series of sexually explicit videos and books. We did so on our own time, using our own money.
A disciplinary hearing for Gao is in its second day. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan says she's lost all trust in him. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A developing story this morning. Fire crews are on the scene in Mazomani where a house went up in flames. Dane County Communications tells us it happened on Highway Y right around 6:30 this morning. We'll keep you updated and have more information as it becomes available. And there may soon be another tiny house village in Madison. A parcel of land on South Stoughton Road on the east side has been rezoned to allow Occupy Madison to build its next plot for unhoused people. They stay on the property in temporary shelters while they help build the permanent tiny homes. Barrett Elbert has volunteered for the group for the last few years.
We need to provide opportunities for people to live in housing situations that might not look like a single family home or a rental apartment. And I've been inspired by what Occupy Madison has been able to do.
Occupy Madison staff expect the first new residents to move in next summer. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
A good night for the Brewers' Freddie Peralta.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 2-0 win over the Angels. After a couple of rough outings, the Brewers' ace, Freddie Peralta, pitched 6 scoreless innings. Manager Pat Murphy.
I thought Freddie was terrific. His focus was really good. He was consistent when his windup and delivery are consistent. His pace is consistent. Really proud that Freddie battled the way he did tonight.
It's the Brewers' fourth series win in a row. Tonight, they open a 4-game set in San Diego against the Padres. NFL former Packers tackle David Bakhtiari on ESPN asked how does he think the Jets will do with Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think it's very wise for any betting man to say that Aaron Rodgers is not going to make the playoffs. I mean, if you even just look at his total career, he's only missed it a very few times, and most of the times he has missed has been from injury. And I know even I've been on one of the teams even when he did miss the majority of the season because of injury, he still came back.
That's David Bakhtiari with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely, a high near 79. For tonight, scattered storms and a low of 64. Some showers and thunderstorms on your Friday, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 87. Friday night, storms and 69. Saturday, scattered storms and 86.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list.
At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be in the studio with a Max Inc. preview.
And we'll have another edition of Johnny at the Movies.
First thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show. Weekday mornings, 6 until 8. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Through the moonlight song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I said to myself, I have a responsibility to preserve my own personal integrity and a responsibility to the American public. Regardless of what administration. I've been responsible to the American public when I first came here half a century ago, and I'm responsible to the American public now. So when I walked up to the podium, I said, here it goes, Dr. Fauci. The president just said that hydroxychloroquine is, you know, the end all. And I'll say, no, I'm really sorry, but that's anecdotal, and there's no information that it actually works. That was painful to me to have to do that. But there was no doubt that I had to do it. I mean, it wasn't like, well, maybe you shouldn't, maybe you shouldn't. There was no doubt that I had to do it.
I speak for millions of Americans when I say thank you, Dr. Fauci.
Yes.
And I say thank you to Dr. Fauci's book tour booking agent, this guy. If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome. Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now. Dr. Doom. MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us through the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redler.
And now he answers.
Here he became Dr.
Dr. Irwin Redlener is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Good morning, Doc. Where do we start? Well, all the dumb effort.
I don't know. This is, you know, just to be reminded of what Fauci went through, because he's talking about it on his book tour and in his book, is painful. It's reflective of some kind of weird thing that has happened to the country.
And
where
he's,
somebody
he's
trying
your,
to do good, a public health doctor.
Who's trying to keep the public healthy.
Threatened.
Right, and he's your good, he's your close personal friend. So this isn't just, you know, how horrific this is on a national level. He said, I think deep down there's a possibility someone's going to kill me. He said, that's a possibility I wish I didn't have to think about, but it's true. There's one guy that's already in jail for death threats against Dr. Fauci. And it's like you say, it just is a incredibly, and the whole hydroxychloroquine thing you were just talking about, he said Trump got the idea from Laura Ingraham. I mean, this is where we are in America, and a bunch of Fox hosts, and there was some study that just came out, Doc, about how many thousands and thousands of people worldwide died because of taking hydroxychloroquine.
And not to mention the ivermectin.
Right.
Which is
right.
The other, you know, the horse treatment. But look, this is America has gotten used to, too many people have gotten used to accepting BS that they hear about on the internet or from Fox News hosts, and they paid a price. We've paid a price. The vast majority of people who died of COVID were vulnerable, and they were not vaccinated. And there you go. And it's like... it's a shame, and I feel sorry for people that have been taken in by this absolute nonsense.
And Doc, I got to say, you've always been a much bigger man than I. But the way you deal with this, even on Twitter, I just, you know, who's this Paula said to you, I think your head is swelled on TV a lot, and it seriously impaired your ability to think critically. And you said, well, I hope that's not the case. I hope that's not true. In any case, I hope you get vaccinated and stay healthy. Aww. I mean, that, you know, people don't realize people like you and Dr. Fauci have spent your whole lives just trying to keep people healthy and alive. Like, what else is your interest, right?
This is the politicization of the pandemic was one of the major disasters of our recent history. How it became a political matter is really extraordinary. I hope more people will be analyzing how that actually happened. Why would that happen?
I mean,
and you know, it's a rhetorical question, but I'm still flabbergasted that we fell prey to political input about a public health problem. If you think about it, yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah. Well, hey, here's another one. Gemma said the vaccine wasn't a vaccine and it worked only in so much as its true purpose was to kill. And it and killed it did. And you just said, oh, Gemma, that's some unproven dangerous conspiracy bolt blank right there. Even so, I genuinely wish you and yours well. Getting to an actual truth is increasingly challenging. Even science evolves as more data and information is gathered. So we keep trying to make the best recommendations we can. But here's the thing. Some vaccinated people did get sick. Some died. Some unvaccinated people never got sick. But this is just irrefutable. Your chances of surviving the pandemic were infinitely better if you got the vaccine. The rest the decision is all yours. And, you know, we've talked, you and I, before, Doc, about all the, you know, polio, you name it, go back in history. People didn't go, oh, I'm not going to take that. What about hookworms? Like, do you know what I mean? It's like these.
Oh, yeah. No,
all of it, like you said, ivermectin, you know, we didn't used to do that. We didn't used to go, oh, no, I'm going to go to the doctors don't know. I'm going to think of something. I don't even know where these things came from, right?
That's the point. And I think they come, again, it's back to this issue of being in a cult, where the ultimate authority are Trump and his minions. And if you buy into that, and then it gets reinforced on social media and on Fox, which is the only thing you look at, then, of course, you're going to be skeptical. You don't know what to think except whatever the guy said.
Right.
And look, this is, I don't know how we're going to get over this, even if Trump loses. This is the other thing I've been saying. And Biden wins again. That doesn't mean we've eliminated the cult-like adherence to this would-be autocrat. I mean, it's just incredible to me.
Yep. I one more, just because I have to show people how what your bedside manner's like. Linda said dozens of people died from COVID, and they were all vaccinated. Some had COVID twice. I was vaccinated, had COVID. I almost died. You said, Linda, you're absolutely right. Lots of people who got vaccinated did get sick. Some of them died, but proportionally, the chances of getting sick and dying if you did not get vaccinated were much, much higher. And there are many unvaccinated people who never contracted COVID. Look, this is all about statistics and risks, not absolutes. Think of it this way. There's a much better chance of protecting yourself from COVID if you're vaccinated, period. But by no means an ironclad guarantee of absolute protection. Doctors like you said that over and over. During the, it does not prevent you from getting it. It prevents you from being hospitalized and dying. But I mean, the fact right. that Dr. Fauci recounted a conversation in his book with Trump where Trump said, why do I need to get the flu shot if I don't have the flu? Just made me, my head explode. Or why can't we just use the flu vaccine for COVID? I mean, when you have a president of the United States that's that stupid, what do you expect?
Well, you know, it's funny. There may have been just as stupid presidents, but we don't know because they've been instructed how to speak about an issue that they know nothing about. And they listen to the experts, at least. So who knows? I have no idea what Warren Harding's IQ was. when he made his speeches, he would not say anything unless it was coming from an expert and his advisors.
Yeah.
Trump was adverse to listening to people who knew anything, and he kept firing them, or they left in disgust. Right. And you know what always struck me, Stephanie, was when the quotes from the people that worked for him, from Tillerson to all the others who said he's an effing idiot, to he doesn't know what he's doing, and we're not paying attention to that. The people who knew him best think he's out of his mind, and that's a problem.
To your point, Robert tweeted, of all the awful stuff Trump has done, mainstreaming anti-vaxxism may be the most consequential because the connection to unnecessary harm, even death, is so direct. And to that point, I knew this was going to make you as crazy as it did me. You know, I know we all freak out about the polling, but a polling among independents, I mean, it's good news, you know. But literally, if you do the breakdown, it says Biden 52%, Trump 43%. But if you do the breakdown, Biden 32%, Trump 28%, Bobby Kennedy 27%, Cornel West 5%, Jill Stein 4%. I mean, and something that could be this closely divided, the fact that just the Kennedy name, you and I have talked about this before, that he is not just, as I said yesterday, Doc, not just a lunatic. He's a dangerous lunatic that led to the direct deaths of a lot of children in, was it Samoa, from measles, mm-hmm. with his anti-vax lunacy.
And oh, yeah. And look, question is, why is he getting away with it? Uh-huh. Why? Because people are used to accepting information from people they assume are authorities when they're not anything close to authorities or experts. And I don't think it used to be that way. And yeah, there were people who were resistant to treating, you know, like with appropriate protections when we had the Spanish flu in 1918. Yeah. But those people were a very tiny minority. Right. Most everyone complied immediately and fully with the regulations that were suggested or put in place by experts advising government.
Yeah.
And we don't do that anymore.
It's a terrifying time around the world when you see Putin over there, you know, Trump's buddies, Putin and Kim Jong-un, you know, and Kim Jong-un's going to help supply weapons, you know, against Ukraine. And Donald Trump, as I keep saying, he is aligned with our enemies, mm-hmm. and against our friends. And, you know, and here's Netanyahu publicly trying to undermine Biden to get Trump reelected. And it is a terrifying time around the world, isn't it?
It certainly is. And I'll tell you that whoever commented about the worst thing that Trump did was, you know, his policies on COVID. However, I think the bigger threat from Donald Trump getting back in the White House would be totally dangerous foreign policy decisions and alignments that would be terrifying, actually.
Yep.
That's really scary stuff, Steph.
Doc, you tweeted Louisiana, one of the most extreme laws, of course, not the only far-right quote-unquote accomplishment in the U.S. A new Louisiana mandate requires every public school in the state to display the Ten Commandments in every classroom. And you said that's hysterical, given the fact that Trump has essentially violated almost all the commandments and everyone knows it. Maybe somebody will point out the irony of the reddest of states posting reminders of their POTUS candidates' extreme moral and ethical depravity. Someone posted that, too. They said Republicans want to impose the Ten Commandments on school children, but not on their candidate. They have picked the most amoral, unchristian, unreligious, you name it, candidate in history. And then they want to shove this down kids' throats, right?
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. So, look, hopefully he'll lose, and then all we'll have to deal with are the millions of people that think he got screwed again in the election. This is really, you know, win or lose, Trump is a danger to the United States.
To the world.
He really is. Yeah.
Yep.
And the
world. And finally, real quick, someone said, is there a new COVID booster available? It's been several months since my last shot. And you said people over 65 should get an updated vaccine if it's been at least 4 months since their last dose. Others at special risk, like immune-compromised people and children, should also get a dose on a schedule based on age. So that's,
Right. So we should. And it's actually not even called a booster. It's called an updated version, because as everyone knows, the virus keeps changing and to the point where it's now no longer susceptible to the older vaccine. So they make new vaccine. And it's really important for people that are vulnerable and are older to get another shot now, if it's been 4 months since the last one.
I want one. I'm not old enough.
I know, despite my lying about my age, I'm also not old enough. Even my...
I want one.
My real age is... No.
You want one?
I want one.
You'll be on one for you.
Will high blood pressure count or no?
It's not a Dr. Zoss, it's lollipop.
Yeah, you know, Jody, stop over. I'll take care of you.
Okay. I'll get on a plane and fly out tomorrow.
Scott, do everything. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Call up that doctor in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
All right. Love you.
Just
if your phone buzzes, it's Dr. Fauci. Just put it up to your microphone. Okay. I love you. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.
All right. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein.
Yep.
Nummy, 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 nummy. I think someone was extolling the virtues of the strawberry flavor. I believe you are an aficionado of the chocolate, and sometimes you add illicit things like peanut butter.
Well, chocolate and peanut butter, those are two great tastes.
They taste great together.
That's true. Hey, you got your chocolate read in my peanut butter read. vanilla, what do you like? I'm just saying. It is Tony Horton, creator of P90X, came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now he's 65. Look at him. Get your face up in him. He looks amazing. He feels amazing. 65 years old. Don't let age be an obstacle. HMB is a naturally occurring molecule that can help you build muscle and maintain muscle even without exercising. High-impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. Supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down, and it's delicious.
Yeah, it is.
MyPowerLife.com. Type in the code FITNESS to save 30% and a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com and type in FITNESS or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com. Code Fitness. Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stephanie Miller.
Why is breaking Supreme Court news never good? They avoided issuing a sweeping ruling that could have preemptively struck down a future tax on wealth.
Right. That's actually a good ruling.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good
Takes
ruling.
Takes me a second.
It's a good ruling.
It is a good ruling.
They're upholding
they
the taxes.
They avoided issuing. Okay.
Yes, they're upholding the tax on pass-through money through corporations.
Right.
Okay.
Foreign and domestic.
Oh, yep.
That was unnecessary.
This is a good thing.
I apologize for
right.
that.
This was a good thing.
This is one of the minor rulings we were expecting.
Yes. We're expecting bigger ones
It wasn't
later.
Presidential immunity or anything.
I don't think we're going to get that today.
I know. I just want to get a breaking Supreme Court. I'm like, no.
So this is why I don't have notifications. I have to go through here.
You seize up and your ass puckers.
Yes. My sphincter snaps shut. Okay. By the way, I wanted to play this for Dr. Red Leonard, renowned pediatrician, because I think this was a really good ad from Lincoln Project.
What will you tell your kids? That you voted for a felon and a criminal, supported a man found guilty by a citizen jury, went into the voting booth happy to pull the lever for the only former president in history to bear the mark of criminal shame. Will you tell them that breaking the law is how they should live their lives? That lying to their families about porn stars and hush money is how they should behave? Do you want your son to treat women like a man who was found to have committed sexual assault? Do you want your daughter to be a victim of a man like him?
You going up the escalator? Yeah. I'm going to be dating her in 10 years.
And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the...
Will you tell them that he was honest? That he was a good man?
Very fine people, on both sides.
That he treated people the way you've taught them?
Like to punch him in the face, I'll tell you.
Will you tell them you're proud of his cruelty? Happy with the ugly insults?
I mean, I'd look right in that fat, ugly face of hers.
The attacks on women and the endless lies that the chaos, death, and danger he brought was worth it. We know it's hard to walk away and put country over party, but your kids are watching. You're not just voting for your future, you're voting for theirs.
Ah, yep. They tweeted, sexual abuser, adulterer, felon, bully, liar. Is that the person you want your children to know you voted for? Is that the person you want them to look up to? I think that's a really, it's just a powerful message, I think. Oh, someone else tweeted about how long it's going to take us to this. Depends on if I live as long as my mom or if I live only as long as my dad. I'm,
right.
Yeah, pretty much cooked. Seth Abramson said, yes, I believe it will take generations. Many of us will not see the other side of it in our lifetimes. Trump has done more damage to this country domestically than anyone since the American Civil War. That is simply a fact. If we included harm suffered by Americans overseas, we would, of course, have to include Hitler and various communist leaders in Russia and China. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
According to Harry Littman, no more opinions are coming down today.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I wanted to play this for Dr. Red Leonard, too, because I thought this is one of the great ways to fight back. You know, they can have their dumbass anti-vax celebrities, and we have George Clooney.
Hi. I'm actor, director, and two-time sexiest man alive, George Clooney. Science has given us unprecedented knowledge of the natural world, from subatomic particles to the majesty of space. Science enables us to cure diseases, to communicate across great distances, even to fly. Tragically, though, the volumes of invaluable knowledge gathered over centuries are now threatened by an epidemic of dumb idiots saying dumb
things. All right, we have more of that. And John Fugel saying, speaking of dreamboats,
yeah,
next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man who injured dozens of people in a 2022 boating crash in Oshkosh is convicted of 14 crimes, including two felonies. Jason Lindemann crashed his power boat into the side of a paddlewheel boat full of people on the Fox River, then drove away. Lindemann had been drinking. He'll be sentenced in August. Some researchers want the government to rethink subsidies to large farms to turn waste into fuel. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He calls biogas a greenwash.
Greenhouse gas emissions are the real problems with factory farms. As someone who's been working on this issue for 20 years, it's actually one of the problems with factory farms that concerns me the least.
Supporters say biogas production can be responsibly regulated. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Thermo Fisher Scientific is adding 350 jobs. The company just completed a $58 million lab project, their fifth site in Middleton. This one is out by the Middleton Airport. Thermo Fisher does research and development for the biomedical and biopharmaceutical industries. They're getting about $2.2 million in tax credits in 2026 from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin's biohealth industry is growing, and that brings great jobs to the state. And more changes to the face of Madison's downtown. The Essen House will be demolished. The plan passed at a common council meeting that went past 2 a.m. into yesterday morning. This is part of the redevelopment plan for the Essen House block on East Wilson and Blair Streets. The project will include a new apartment building and 100-room hotel. They'll rebuild the facades of the Comeback Inn and JB Drives and include that in the hotel. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, showers and thunderstorms are likely, a high near 79. For tonight, scattered storms and a low of 64. Some showers and thunderstorms on your Friday, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 87. Friday night, storms and 69. Saturday, scattered storms and 86.
Right now, it's 70.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to a very special Devil's Advocates radio show this Thursday. We'll be both stirring the pot and cooking with gas. Friday Eve, tune in Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Dumb is highly highly contagious, infecting the minds of even the most stable geniuses.
If you have a windmill anywhere near your house, they say the noise causes cancer. You tell me that one, okay?
Wow. As a result, rampant dumb now threatens our health, our security, and our planet. Fortunately, there is hope.
George Clooney, one more.
At United to defeat untruthful misinformation and support science. You dumbass. Your generous contribution to You Dumbass will provide desperately needed knowledge to dumb idiots on Facebook and Twitter all around the world. Just $20 will convince one idiot that climate change is real. $50 will teach five brainless dumb to vaccinate their kids. And $200 will teach 10 knuckle draggers that dinosaurs existed, but not at the same time as people. Together, we can win the fight against dumbness, but we can't do it alone. Call this number today. Operators are standing by. Don't be an idiot. The world needs your support. You dumbass.
Dreamy. Jody and I just got to hang out with him last Saturday.
We
means we'll look in our tiny binoculars from our super cheap seats at the Biden fundraiser.
No, you were in the same room.
Yeah.
Yes, we were in the same room.
Yeah. When I see, a lot of people tweet pictures of them with John Fugelsang, and I think the same thing. I'm like, that guy is handsome. I mean, that guy is steeple thing with your fingers.
That's
it's turning
weird.
Me on. Okay. Good morning, John. Hello.
Oh, good morning, kids. What an exciting time in a country where rapists get to be parents, but parents who want IVF can't be parents. It's beautiful.
Fantastic. You are on your way to Denver tomorrow, so that's why you're on today. We're very excited.
Right.
We have a justice warrior, Glenn Kirshner, joining us. We are like, do you do the same thing? Does your sphincter snapshot when you're looking for Supreme Court rulings? I don't know if immunity will come down before we go to Denver, but no.
It might come down tomorrow, but it's not coming down today.
What do you think, John?
I think this Supreme Court is going to find itself to have complete immunity from anything wrong they might have done. That's exactly what I think. I think that the American people don't choose who chooses our laws, because five of these six were appointed by presidents who got the White House after losing the popular vote, and the sixth, Justice Thomas, was appointed by a president who opposed the 1964 Civil Rights Act. They do not reflect us.
John, can I just say, this is a sign that God loves us and wants us to be happy, the Denver Sexy Liberal is Saturday, when there's this unbelievable Louisiana, Ten Commandments in the schools, when they literally have picked the most ungodly, unchristian, amoral candidate ever for president.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
49th in child poverty, 40th in education, and they're fixing it by putting the Hebrew Ten Commandments in classrooms for all the Jews of Louisiana. Because again, they won't ever post anything Jesus said. Jesus reduced the Ten Commandments to two. They're not going to do that. They're not going to post the Sermon on the Mount. They're not going to post the Beatitudes. They're going to post the Ten Commandments, which they don't follow and which they don't believe in. And that's the important point here. Get past the fact that this is Christian nationalism, that they're giving the false impression that America is a Christian nation, that they are not conservatives, and that these commandments would prohibit free expression. These you're going to ban taking the Lord's name in vain? You're throwing out the First Amendment.
Yeah.
But the most important thing about this is they're going to put these kids in these classrooms, and they're going to put this sign on every wall so kids know God hates it when you steal, when you commit adultery, when you lust after your neighbor's wife, when you want your neighbor's goods, and when you lie. And then these parents are going to go vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And that's what the kids are going to see.
And
they don't believe in these commandments.
Yeah, John, it really is. And first of all, what's his name? Republican Governor Jeff Landry says, I can't wait to be sued. I mean, I know I'm not a lawyer, but I mean, I can't think of anything more unconstitutional and more clear-cut case of, you know, separation of church and state. Oh, here is
Jeff Landry knows it.
Yeah. Here's Ellie Honig, real quick.
And if you look at those 10, there are some. Oh, I know one of the defenses is, well, these are themes that are consistent throughout civilized society and throughout religion. Shall not kill, number 6. I'm cheating because I'm looking. But, you know, don't kill, don't rob, don't steal, that kind of thing. But there are some commandments that are inherently religious. Observe the Sabbath day. I'm the only God that you may worship. So it's an inherently religious document. I should add, this came up before. In 1980, there was a case out of Kentucky in the Supreme Court, almost the exact same facts, and the Supreme Court said unconstitutional.
Except the question's always this court. Caitlin Collins, let's just finish and then.
Is it a friendlier court to an argument like having the Ten Commandments up in the classroom than it was before?
Yeah, so I think it is a friendlier court. The problem is it's unlike some of the cases that we've seen in recent years where they have pushed to the right on this issue. So the case from a couple of years ago with the public high school football coach who prayed before the games, that's a conflict between his free exercise of religion and everyone else who says it's an Establishment Clause violation. We don't want that religion to be foisted onto us. So when you have those two things in conflict, this court has consistently ruled for the individual who says they're exercising their right. You don't have that side of it here. This is the legislature saying, here's the religion that we're putting in front of all school children. So given that it's one-sided, I don't see how they possibly rule for that non-existent proponent. I think it's a clear violation.
So do you believe it ultimately gets struck down?
I do.
That's the word, foisted. You are foisting your religion. I said, John, stop saying we're a Christian nation. We are a nation where you're free to be Christian or atheist or Buddhist or Jewish or Islam, whatever.
But I can't point out enough, though. This is about hypocrisy because these conservative Christians don't believe in the Ten Commandments. Right. I'm going to say it again. They don't believe in the document they're forcing public schools to post. Really quick, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Donald Trump prioritizes wealth, power. Have you seen his NFTs? He worships himself, too. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Donald Trump has done that in so many of his speeches. Number 3, keep the Sabbath holy. You're supposed to murder anybody who works on the Sabbath. Trump goes golfing. Honor thy father and mother. Trump tried to steal from his dad by rewriting his father's will. Thou shalt not kill. Trump killed more presidents with execution than every other president in 100 years, and he assassinated people. Thou shalt not commit adultery. I don't think we need to unpack that. Thou shalt not steal. He stole from vets with Trump University. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Where was Barack Obama born, you hypocrite Peckerwoods? Number 8, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Google Jack and Joan Clegg, Trump's neighbors at Mar-a-Lago. He coveted their house so hard, he tried to take over their property. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. We got this guy on tape saying he's trying to seduce his friend's wife. All 10 he has violated, and they're voting for him anyway. They don't follow these 10 commandments. They don't get to call themselves Christian, folks. It's not that America's a Christian nation. They're not Christian Christians.
Yeah. Okay, if you're in Denver and you have not bought a ticket yet to see John Finkelstein live, I mean,
it's gonna rhyme.
How are you
in
living?
I'll have it rhyming by Saturday night. It'll rhyme.
But, you know, the equally dreamy counterpart, Gavin Newsom, made the same point you did. Louisiana has the worst crime rate in the nation, but this is their priority, he said. And Landry responded, unlike Gavin's liberal hug-a-thug policies, we held a crime special session just in my first 2 months in office. Well, how did that go? You still have the worst crime rate in the country.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he said, and maybe Gavin's unaware that the Lord says thou shalt not kill, steal, or rape. There's such children.
Louisiana also ranks 47th out of 50 states in education.
By the
so
way,
they're focusing on the wrong thing.
This year they made it up to 40.
Good for them.
I'm really fair. I love Louisiana. I got to be fair.
I
they
love
made
the states.
It up to 40th
Beautiful.
Out of 50 states for education. But 49th in childhood poverty.
Yeah.
My favorite is someone, who's it, Rachel Bitcoffer said, I love, my personal favorite thing is reading stories about people that have moved out of California to red states because it's cheaper and then find out it's cheaper because it sucks.
Yeah.
John, the other good news that we're going to Colorado Saturday yes. is that I mentioned this earlier, the mass shooter who killed five people at an LGBTQ club in Colorado pled guilty to hate crimes, was given another hefty sentence. He was already serving five life sentences for the gun rampage at Club Q in Colorado Springs. The judge added a further 55 life sentences, noting it was appropriate to sentence him during Pride Month. He said, "This community is stronger than your armor, stronger than your weapons, and is sure as heck stronger than your hatred."
Okay, so he's out of the running for VP then, you're saying? Yeah. No chance.
That judge, yes. But I just, obviously, I love all of your tweets when you bitch slap people with the Bible, but just the gay stuff in Pride Month is so important, John, and we thank you because you're just the best ally ever. A guy tweeted to you.
Again, there's no part of the Bible you can use that says being gay is a sin. And ask your right-wing Christians. Just tell them. Tell me the part of the Bible you yourself follow and live by that says being gay is a sin. And then you'll find out they haven't read the Bible and they don't believe it.
Yeah. Well, I love how specific you are. Someone tweeted at you false in Matthew 19:4. Jesus confirmed two genders. Everything else is demonic. You totally ignore Romans, whatever. And you choose to not only promote sin, you lead people to falsely believe that Jesus would accept their sinful lifestyle. You should repent before it's too late.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I'm taking up your repent time, John, but you said Matthew 19 is Jesus coming out not against gay people, but against adultery and heterosexual divorce. So you must really oppose Donald Trump, right? Since Matt 19 means so much to you, Romans is not Jesus, and it's not about gay people. Also, Romans command you to respect the governing authorities, so you're all in for Biden's policies, right? Because otherwise, you'd be a ghastly hypocrite and a fake Christian.
Thank you. Yes. But it's true. They go by the book of Leviticus. You shall not lie with a man as with a woman. That's an abomination. Leviticus commands you to welcome the stranger. Mm-hmm. And Leviticus commands the death penalty for adulterers. But I'll let you homophobes work that out with Donald Trump on your own.
One last one. The hate you get from loving Christians, John.
I know. It's great.
Vinny said Jesus was a Jew. He followed Mosaic law, which states if a man has sexual relations with a man as one does with a woman, both of them have done what is detestable. They are to be put to death. Exodus, blah, blah, blah. Jesus said he came to fulfill the law. Study more and type less. And you said, don't believe Jesus brought a new covenant, my gay-hating, Trump-loving friend. Are you saying Christians are bound by Exodus? Do you yourself follow and live by the laws of Exodus, Vinny? Do you believe people who work on the Sabbath, as you said, should be executed? Yeah. Are you weaponizing a book you don't follow to hurt a gay minority you dislike? Exodus comes out hard against adultery, Vinny. You remain blindly obedient to Trump. That's how seriously you take Exodus. And I know I'm not well-read and all, but the passage you quoted is Leviticus, not Exodus. Shall we assume you also enjoy bacon and shrimp? Bam! I love when he ends with seafood.
If you eat bacon, you don't get to be a biblical homophobe. It's really simple. Yeah. Choose.
Or watch football. That's a pigskin.
Exactly.
That's right. Same exact thing. Steph, but this is the point, right? Our media plays along with this narrative that the Christian point of view is anti-gay. The Christian point of view wants to criminalize abortion. The Christian point of view wants to repel the Christian refugees at our southern border. And all of that has nothing to do with Jesus. Some of it's the exact opposite. And again, it's not about what you believe. It's about what the Bible says. These people don't follow the book. They use it as camouflage. We have to stop letting them pretend their concerns are spiritual because they're not. They're just mean and selfish.
Yep, absolutely. People of Denver, I bring you my personal comedy, Jesus. He'll be walking across the bay at the city by the bay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, he'll walk on that water.
Yeah.
Can I also say one thing about Donald Trump getting Ronnie Jackson's name wrong twice? Can I say just one thing? How many of you people can remember both the first and last names of your ex-drug dealer?
That's true, John. You are a giving Christian man. All right. I love you, John. I'll see you Saturday.
SexyLiberal.com.
All right, 47 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Molly. Okay, Bonnie just came walking out right when I said, Dr. Molly, Cod Krispies. You need to be careful of your digits when you. Cod Krispies are wild caught cod skin treats. They're so good for them. And also, they just go crazy. Mm-hmm. And also, they're crackly, so they're fun to listen to. And okay, I'm just saying, Dr. Marty loves your doggies. He loves your kitties. He has devoted his life to this. Forbes magazine called him the miracle worker. I don't understand why people are buying dog food from. places that make candy bars and what. They don't care about your dog,
no, dog
and your kitty.
Dog does not need nougat.
He has spent his whole life. He developed superfoods. Thank you, Chris. Dogs don't like nougat. Okay. My point is that this is what I eat. This is what I would feed real children. Right. They are my real children.
Yeah.
So they get turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries. You read the bag. Amazing superfoods are in there. That's why they're living so long. They're so happy. They're so frisky. People are attesting to the puppydom,
yeah,
the puppyizing of their dogs. Their dogs are being Benjamin Buttoned by Dr. Marty's. I love feeding it to Bonnie and Clyde. They just seem younger, happier, and zoomier.
Oh.
Not messy, easy to prepare, no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cut Krispies. Sorry. Ooh, I said it too loud. Sorry. Not right now, Bonnie. 54% off Nature's Blend and a free bag of Cut Krispies. You can go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is very exciting for me because I'm a giant health nerd. To welcome Tina Anderson. Yay! From Just Thrive. Hang on, I need my rock star cheers. Oh no, I'm missing them now. Ah, Tina, welcome. Thank you so much. I am a health nerd. I'm a complete health nut. I love everything you're doing.
We're like delivering life-saving medications and helping people. But after being in that industry for a while, we started to see a lot of the abuses in the industry, you know, started to see the overprescribing of medications, starting to see, you know, where people were, the pharmaceutical industry is focusing on symptom treatment rather than getting to the root cause of issues. And it wasn't really the way we led our lives as it was. We have three children. We always kind of gravitated to more natural solutions and getting to the root cause of an issue rather than focusing on just treating symptoms. And so through, you know, being at the right place at the right time, surrounding ourselves with some really, really smart people, we were actually able to license these very specific strains of probiotics from London University. We dove into gut health research. The Human Microbiome Project had recently been launched by the National Institutes of Health, told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. We knew this was an area that was going to impact lives, and we dove right into it. And so from there, Just Thrive was born, and it's been by far the most gratifying career journey I have ever been on.
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. And it's only because I know Tina and I'm name-dropping her. She's a helper like I am.
Yes.
It is justthrivehealth.com. Tina, what a thrill to meet you and just so, you know, passionate about what you're passionate about, as I said. So thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. It's so fun being here.
Life takes courage. So do mammograms. Schedule yours today.
Not only did breastcancer.org help me, it really helps my family and friends.
What it does is it takes the mystery out of a really complex diagnosis and really complex terminology and a really complex life experience.
Any question I've ever had, I know that I can go there and get it answered.
Breastcancer.org, I don't think I could have come through this without it.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that, overall, you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't seen your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to us by us being liberal helpers. What did I say yesterday? We have to send a box of 120 Life to Daniel Dale, the fact checker for CNN.
Yes.
Who I was afraid was going to stroke out trying to fact check just one Trump rally yesterday. It was like 30 lies in the first, I don't know,
it's a lot.
Few minutes. Yeah. Did you know, in fact, one in two adults have high blood pressure, including our beloved Jody Hamilton? There's a 50-50 chance you're one of them. See how fast I did that math?
Uh-huh.
You can't take control of your blood pressure without the side effects of pills. You know me, I'm not a pill girl. 120 Life, the number, 120 and Life. 120 Life, a blend of great-tasting superfruit juices that can actually help lower your blood pressure. It's all natural, and it's all that good stuff that helps. Pomegranate, beets, hibiscus. I used to love hibiscus tea when I was in my, you know, really heavy tea phase.
Okay. You went through a phase.
Woo! 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL, save 20% and receive free shipping, or text CONTROL to 511-511. They are so sure 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks. They will refund your money if you're not completely satisfied. You got nothing to lose. Hurry, don't wait. Get your blood pressure under control. 120life.com. That's 120life.com. The code is CONTROL to save 20% for this week only. This offer ends Sunday. Do not delay. Text CONTROL to 511-511. 20% off. It's your life we're talking about.
Yeah.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to 120life.com. Okay. Sorry. 55 minutes after the hour. Oh, look, Jody's trying to calm my gastrointestinal track.
Okay.
Biden is leading in the last five national polls that have been released. And as we always say, polls are complete for unless we like them.
Right.
Yep.
And they calm our opened my sphincter slightly from being snapshot.
Oh.
The guy that wrote that Apprentice book, oh, look how cute Bonnie is. How is that a survivable level of cute, everybody? Look at Mrs. Kisses. Oh, Mrs. Kisses. Okay. The guy that wrote the Apprentice book says Trump told him Joan Rivers voted for him in 2016, despite how she died 2 years earlier.
Right.
Mehdi Hassan said this would be a cable news Fox loop all over TikTok if Biden had said this. Yep. It is insane to me that we have made mental health and memory and coherence key issues in this race, but to Donald Trump's benefit, insane. They are the issues he is literally the worst on.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Pardon, skipping. Not the real Clarence Thomas tweets. When I see someone get angry about Juneteenth, I just assume their marriage to their cousin has hit a rough patch. That's from they use that dating service. White people who date their cousins.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Skeeter.
Laughocracy says me from 20 years ago. So what's the future like? Me from today. Millions of people are absolutely obsessed with a man who wears a silly wig, paints his face, has shoes that make him look taller, and loves to perform on stage, but they absolutely hate drag queens. Thank you. Chris, I saved this for you.
Okay.
O'Brien's confession that the China deal didn't actually pay off is a damning one. There are plenty of former advisors who now admit Trump was an ignorant, lying criminal, but O'Brien is not a repentant former lackey. He's very much an ongoing lackey. Who said that?
Sonny the Cuckoo Bird.
No, John Harwood. That story about China that we were talking about later. Oh, this is just a very L.A.
China.
A very L.A. tweet, since we've been defending our city from various attacks and our state.
Yep.
If you're filming on my street, I should be entitled to the catering.
You are, by
yes.
the way. Always ask.
It's just rude.
No, they'll let you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing that.
They will.
They film all the time around here.
Yeah, they will.
I need snacks. Okay.
Yeah,
oh.
They film on my street, too. Bosch. They filmed Bosch on my street a lot.
By the way, fine American Tristan Snell said, check out the full interview with Stephanie Miller, plus my deep dive into Trump, Hunter Biden, gun laws, and much more this week on Taking Down Trump.
Oh.
It was fantastic. It is so weird to be the interviewee. But he's dreamy and smart and funny.
His eyes.
So, yeah, check out his podcast.
Beautiful eyes.
Yeah,
it is. Oh, so beautiful. Speaking of beautiful, I'm just warning you, carbon-based life forms, no one can resist him. Hal Sparks is next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Maggie Dawn.
Days 12 and 13 of Biden's top 100 will be touching upon the residential tax credit, leasing for offshore wind energy, biofuels, and clean construction.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS and Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK and Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX and Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.